This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a paranormal experience and you share it with somebody, I think today you get more responses of like, oh, I have a story like that too. And I think many years ago, it would have been prove it. Prove it. How do you prove it? That was like, everybody wanted to prove it. It sounded like a bunch of children. But what's interesting in most of these cases, you don't have to prove it. If you lived it, you experienced it, it was reality and something that you went through it. Now, could some things be explained by dreams or things? Yeah, if logically you were in bed and don't really have a whole lot of judgment between when you were awake or when you were not. Yeah, then that. But no, if you're like out doing something and these somethings happen, you got a pretty good case to say that something happened. You don't have to prove it. But that's something that a lot of people struggle with, and it's a story of two brothers in our next story. Take a listen. I live in a quiet area 13 miles away from Derby in England, and I'm going to share with you one of the several strange situations which have occurred in my house. For my first story, I'll talk about the stuff myself and my brother have seen and heard in this last year. I'm not completely sure if it's a paranormal experience, so please don't get mad, but feel free to let me know what you think. When I find the time, I'll share another story with your podcast, which have unfolded in my house in the last couple of years. But for now, here's this one. I'm not 100% sure if my house is haunted or if the stuff I've witnessed is just a figment of my imagination or random occurrences stringed together in perfect timing. I'm not sure whether I believe in ghosts or the paranormal, but I sure am open to believing in it. The first strange thing I'll talk about happened in the early morning hours of January 2nd. Before we get into the real details, I'll talk about the layout of my house. I live on a lane of six cottages just up from the main road. The houses date back to World War II, at least, I believe. My house is the fourth house on the row, and we have a small porch with a big front door entering the porch and a second door immediately entering into our living room. The living room is very large and was originally two rooms divided by a large wall. The place where the wall used to be can still be seen. Anyway, we have a large front window looking onto our front two gardens next to the porch in the living room, and one symmetrically spaced on the opposite side of the room looking onto our backyard. We have cream-colored blinds over these windows, which are always pulled down to the bottom of the window at night. Next to this back window is the door to the kitchen, which is a very small room, which is a door leading onto the backyard, and also a window looking out onto it. Our dining table, TV, my dog's box where he sleeps, and our sitting area are all spaced out in the living room. As soon as you enter our living room, if you turn right, you see the white door leading to upstairs. If you go through this door, you'll see the stairs, and the first room you'll see is my mom and dad's bedroom, next to mine and my brother's room. We share. And if you carry on, you'll come to the bathroom, which is directly above the kitchen. Above the landing, next to the door to my room, is the entrance to the attic, where all our Christmas decorations are stored. My bedroom looks out onto the backyard, so that's a brief layout of my house. Let's get on with the story. So it is the early morning hours of the 2nd of January. I'm in bed reading my new books, which I got for Christmas, and my brother is on the bunk bed directly above me. He's fast asleep. It's at least 2 a.m. in the morning when I finally finish reading. I'd be going back to college on the 4th of January, so I was trying to stay up as late as I could before I had to go back to college again. When I finished reading, I put my book down on the drawer next to me and placed my head and the torch next to it. As I put my head down, I closed my eyes and everything was silent. Everyone but me was fast asleep. So I closed my eyes and all of a sudden there was a really loud and fast-paced banging. I immediately shot up and sat up in my bed, and my dog woke up and started loudly barking. This is how I knew I was not dreaming, but neither my mom, dad, or brother woke up. The banging sounded like the glass on my kitchen door or windows being hit really hard by a fist. Both the glass on the kitchen door and the window are double glazed and sound really loud when hit. The banging lasted at least 10 seconds and then just automatically stopped. My dog calmed down again soon after. I really struggled sleeping that night as I tried to think about what it could have been. We have a wooden gate leading into our backyard and a 6-foot wall surrounding the rest of it, so any intruders would have easily been heard in advance as the gate is really loud, but someone had been in our backyard that night. Whether it was paranormal or not, the strange thing is, the banging stopped soon after my dog started barking, but there was no sound of footsteps fleeing or any voices heard. It just abruptly stopped. I was rattled, to say the least. The next morning, I told my mom, dad, and brother about what I'd heard, but they said none of them heard any banging. They didn't even hear our dog start barking. Just for more intrigue, in the summer of July or August, my mom told me that she heard banging from the backyard in the night and heard my dog barking. And as he was a small puppy who we had only recently purchased at the time, she went to see if he was okay. She only said he looked really shaken and rattled, but thought nothing more of it. And soon after, in October or November of 2011, me, my brother, mom, dad, and dog were all sitting in the living room watching TV, but my dog was looking, dazed, towards the other side of the room, towards the kitchen door and backyard. He wouldn't even go over to that side of the room for some reason. It was strange, but we all dismissed it. So back to the main story. I left the banging incident at that, assuming it was just a dream or my imagination. Nothing else would happen until August of 2012. In the run-up to our holiday in Ibiza, I was not witness to these events. My brother was, though, but I'll include them in that story. Despite it being the 6-week summer holidays for my brother, he always came up to bed relatively early. I was doing an apprenticeship now, and I had finished college successfully in June of the previous year. So I was going to bed relatively early as well. It was about 10:30 p.m. in late July or early August. Can't recall the exact date, so I was in my bed reading, and my brother had gone back downstairs for some reason. He came up about 15 minutes later and looked shaken and nervous and peeked through our closed curtains onto the backyard, and I knew something had happened. I asked him what he'd seen, and he said he went downstairs and sat on the sofa furthest from the backyard and had all the lights off apart from the TV. The TV was illuminating the far end of the room, and as my brother looked towards the backyard window, he saw the silhouette of a human figure through the blinds, facing the direction of our kitchen. Panicked, he claimed he dived to the floor, crept up and turned the TV off, and ran upstairs, glancing once more at the silhouette to see if it was still there. And it was. I had doubts of his story, but I had to say that I believed him. I stood up out of my bed, opened the curtains, looked out into the backyard, but there was nothing there. I mentioned to him that our dog hadn't even barked. But it was at that moment that our dog let out a few protective barks and fell into silence. I fell asleep shortly afterwards and thought nothing more of it. We were due to fly to Ibiza for 1 week on the morning of the 29th of August. We'd be gone for 1 week and our dog was being sent to stay in a carrier home for a few miles from our house. We'd be leaving for the airport at 3 in the morning, so we all decided to head to bed very early. Same as before, I was reading in bed again. My brother headed back downstairs to watch TV. When he came back upstairs, he said he had done the same as before and had all the lights off except for the TV, and he claimed he saw the silhouette again, this time closer to the kitchen door, but again not moving. I assured him it was just his imagination, but in my head, I had suspicions that what he was witnessing was real and somehow connected to the banging I heard back in January. What rattled me most was the fact that my brother had seen the silhouette again on the night before we were due to leave for holiday. So if it wasn't something paranormal, then it could have been something closely watching our house and waiting for us to go on holiday? I'm not sure. You can decide that. We got back home last Wednesday, and so far, everything has been fine. No banging, no silhouettes in the backyard, no nothing. Who knows what I heard and what my brother saw. I think it's very possible that these were, in fact, paranormal experiences. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.